UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
What is Imani Bates doing? What is Imani Bates doing?
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Talk to King Andy. I don't know. Take it up with him.
King Andy.
Miss those days.
The monarchy.
Oh.
And James Strebel.
Thank you, Sheriff.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Is that Bam in Louisville's gym? And she, look, and then the woman over there is like, yeah, John, you lost him. I'm sorry. Why don't my players come back and see me? Why don't my players come back and see me? Get Bam on the phone, somebody! Oh, man. How beautiful is that?
It's 5 o'clock hour, as always, presented by Cox's Spirit Shops and Evergreen Liquors. Cox'sLouisville.com, they got you covered. Beer, wine, spirits, premium cigars. Speaking of, I mean, told James Strebel this. I think Jack maybe we've had a conversation.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Yeah, this Friday.
This Friday. So tomorrow. So wait, let me go back. Right now, we're hanging out with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Come out and say hello. That's number one.
That is number one.
We'll tell you more about that. Number two is tomorrow we'll be at Holiday World with the Blanket
Bakers.
Yes,
with the Blanket Baker crew.
Which is interesting within itself.
Yes.
Number three, on Friday, Louis Rabeau and Bobby V are switching shows.
Really? So Bob's going to be on at 10?
Yes. I can't remember totally why they're doing this, but yes, they're switching shows.
Okay. All right.
And Louie's doing 12 to 3, I think, with the horse racing gas bags.
Okay.
He's doing that at Churchill Downs. It's their final weekend.
Oh.
Saturday is a Stephen F. Foster. I'm sure Jack's going out there. Okay?
Right. I am going
sure
there.
He's got box seats, okay, or whatever.
Yeah, I do
okay?
have box seats.
There you go.
That's how Grossman does it.
So there you go.
Yes.
Would you want to do the show from Churchill Downs on Friday?
We can.
I mean, there won't be many people there.
Yeah.
It'll be us in Section 322.
Right.
Maybe a little Woodford.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know what we'll do.
That's,
Is that something that at least interests you a little bit?
It interests me, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because I won't have to take a shuttle.
There'll be no shuttle. You'll park and walk right in.
It'll be easy access.
Easy access.
Yes, I love that. Yeah, we can do
a little show
with Louis Rabeau on Friday. He always gets us in some trouble, so I'm all for that.
Texas says, why couldn't we get the deal for Mr. Bates like Steve Clarkson? It's a great question.
Yeah, are the Bates, they're not tied to Adidas the way Stephen Clarkson is tied to Adidas. I think that's your answer.
Texas says, has Rig ever heard of a phone charger for the car? No. My guess is he doesn't
have one. Well, here's the problem. I can't use, like, the cord.
Why?
Because it's, like, it's broke on my phone. And to fix it would actually be more expensive than getting a new phone.
What do you mean? You can't charge your phone?
I can't charge my phone. I had to charge it with one of those things you put the phone on.
Oh, Lord heavens.
So I had to charge with that.
Just get a new phone.
Well, you know.
The price isn't going to be that different.
I know, but, like, this one works fine. It works fine. I don't have any issues.
If you can't charge it, it doesn't work fine.
Well, you know, that's I can live with that. There are things I can live with. I can live with that. It charges. I can get up to 100%. Yeah, it's good.
Is Perrin still there, Jack? Does Perrin want to get on the air?
He's itching. Hey, Perrin.
Perrin, what's going on? You're itching to be on the air. What's happening? Do you want to talk about Imani Bates? What's going on with you?
Oh, we can talk about that. I mean, I'm just kind of blown away at the
people being so enamored with the Bam photo, but I think Louisville fans are looking at it wrong.
Okay. Okay. So what's going on?
I think people are forgetting their history here in Louisville. You remember back in the day when the games were played at Crawford Gym, right? Do you remember that?
Well, I'm going to say yes, but not really, no. Yeah, okay, I know they did, but I'm going to say yes, yes, yes. Go ahead.
Back in the day before I was even in school, back in the day, Crawford Gym, and all the old school people know this, not the young bloods, they don't know this, but all the old school cats will tell you, if you went to Crawford Gym, guys came here because Crawford Gym had no AC and it was hard to breathe, so guys came in here before they went to training camp. So you had guys like Clyde Drexler come play here in the summertime. Moses Malone came in here and played in the summertime. You had Thurl Bailey because Griff brought him in. The list goes on and on and on. And I know everybody's been out of shape that Bam wore a UK shirt, but let's be honest. I'm petty, Andy. If I was Donovan Mitchell and the shoe was on the other foot, I'd wear Louisville gear in a UK gym.
Well,
so,
yeah.
I don't really get mad at Bam wearing that, but my point is.
Well, hell no.
But what people are missing the point is, this is a great thing because Bam Adebayo is here to work out in Louisville. You know who else gets to work out with him? Sidney Curry. You know who else gets to work out with him? Roosevelt Wheeler. All these guys get to learn from a pro. Now, and it's regardless of color because everybody forgets these things. All these guys know each other before they choose a school. They hang out with each other at basketball camp where there's Nike or Adidas or Under Armour. So they all already know each other. So this is not like the rivalry perceived by the fan base is totally different from a player's perspective.
Yeah, but what about having a Kentucky shirt, allowed to have a Kentucky shirt in your facility? Right? And then Bam today is in Lexington.
I don't care. I really don't care about that because now that's what we have as a program, cachet. And this is just not a thing that I'm just saying. This is a thing talking to the older guys and the guys that came up when I came up. Like, at the end of the day, this is cachet for the program. Because if Donovan Mitchell, which I think, in my opinion, it might be heading to the Heat. Chris Hadfield was the one talked about that earlier on Twitter. So a shout out to him. Got to give credit where credit's due. But, Andy, the thing about this is that matters is I wouldn't be surprised, one, if Donovan Mitchell was playing for the Heat next year. Because now, like, Utah might implode and blow it all up. But, two,
yeah, but it's not a Louisville player, Perrin. It's not a Louisville player, though.
This is a Kentucky business. Yeah, but this is a relationship business. Kenny has a relationship with Bam. You know, Chris Mack, he didn't have a lot of great relationships.
Well, he had no relationships at all. He had zero.
Right.
You know, he literally had zero. Streba, you disagree with Perrin.
Yeah. I know that Louisville fans are upset because, again, I understand what you're saying about the cachet and everything. But what I come back to is – so far, like, Kenny Payne's had to use Kentucky players exclusively. Like, Kenny Payne's had to use Kentucky players exclusively to get that cachet. And I don't know how – well, actually, I do know how Louisville fans like it. Think about that. They don't like it. Remember the tweet?
Louisville fans don't like this.
Like, the Duke players, the Kentucky players, like, no Louisville players.
I think we need to move into another direction. If we want this program to be a nationally branded program, kids that are choosing these schools aren't viewing the rivalry as a rivalry until they get in the rivalry. These kids are friends with each other. Think about it. You know, I mean, I knew a bunch of guys before they came to U of L. I knew Shigari from Nike Camp. You know, the list goes on and on and on.
Ali.
I could go on forever.
My guy.
Yeah. He was the guy.
So, I mean, Lukash the same way. Nike Camp. So when people forget, a lot of us have been playing against each other since eighth grade. You know what I mean? Right. So, like, you got to think about it. And to be honest with you, Streeple, this might sting a little, but the fact that Bam is working out here and we haven't seen any pictures of him in Lexington says a lot more about.
Well, they just put it out. They just put one out.
Yeah, he's on Cal's desk.
He was sitting at Cal's desk.
But Perrin,
he's leaving Cal notes about he's spying.
Here's the thing. Locally, you may think recruiting using a Kentucky player, but locally, Kenny Payne allowed Bam Adebayo to walk into Louisville, be photographed with Kentucky gear on,
and then Ty Washington.
Then Ty Washington was in there giving an L's down. Like, it just seems
that's
like Kentucky fans can stop. But can Kentucky fans or Kentucky players stopping in, popping an L's down is not something that's been going on for years, is what I would argue.
No, I mean, not an L's down, but I mean, Ty Washington did that. He's 19 years old. Who cares? Like, okay, so what? He's riding off of Will Levis's L's down coattails.
But we care.
Ethan Moore cares.
Damn it, Ethan Moore cares.
Mark Blankenbaker cares.
No, I mean, but the end of
the sheriff cares.
At the end of the day, the relationships matter. And the way that this program is going to be rebuilt is on relationships. You might see some guys from Duke come in here because of Nolan Smith.
People they won't like that at all.
And quickly, you're right, Andy, they might not like it, but if those guys, this is how recruiting works, Andy. Let's say Bam Adebayo is working out in Louisville's gym. Bam's down there in Miami. We're recruiting a kid in Miami. So he goes, oh, yeah, I see that kid all the time. He comes up to the Heat's gym and works out with us sometimes because his coach used to be a video coordinator here back in the day. So now Bam will go talk to that kid and says, hey, you need to go play for Kenny. That's how most of this stuff works. I know a lot that's gone over a lot of people's heads, but this is a relationship business. This is how these guys are choosing.
Well, I have to be sold right now that Kenny Payne has relationships to get recruits, given that he's entering this season with nobody at guard. Well, I'll say that. I mean, this resets the expectation for me.
I think you got to look at, you're going from Chris Mack to where Chris Mack gets a guy and he goes the L's up thing, and we got to Google a kid, find out who else is looking at a kid, versus that's with Kenny point. Payne, you know the names already. I mean, think about it. When people said Devin Ray, they said, oh, yeah, he plays at Oak Hill. They didn't say, hold on, what school did he go to? So that's
all right,
what they
Perrin.
Were saying versus the previous guy versus the current guy. I'm just saying.
All right, buddy. We got Pat Forty coming up. Appreciate you checking
yeah,
in.
Listen,
you staying cool?
I totally get that. Yeah,
right.
That too.
Get out of here. Get Perrin out of here.
See you, Perrin.
All right, yeah, love you, buddy. All right, Perrin Johnson's out of here. I mean, I know you disagree with him. Here's what I was going to ask about. What if DJ Wagner wasn't coming in this season?
I think it would be full.
I have how would that change our narrative? Because we believe, listen, I think with the combination, I think with what's going on today with Amani Bates, and unless something really changes.
Right.
Okay, with the Louisville roster, I am less willing to just blindly buy in, and I am more willing to kick back at some of the mouth breathers that have been telling us how Louisville was going to get every single player.
Yes,
does that make sense?
Including players on other rosters,
just every roster. They're going to just take kids off the Duke roster.
They were going to raid John Shire
and Duke with Nolan Smith and everything else.
Yes, yes, that was the narrative out at the beginning.
It's a good lesson learned for those people. Okay.
Well, they're not going to learn their lesson.
They're not going to learn their lesson.
They're not going to learn their lesson.
It's going to be rinse or repeat.
Yeah.
But I wonder about that on the DJ level. As for, I hate to say, I completely disagree with Perrin. We talked about this. Listen, go back to the podcast. Dribble's yelling and screaming in the 3 o'clock hour that it's one of those situations to where nobody felt good. The Kentucky fan did not like Bam working out with KP and not the Kentucky coaches,
right,
but working out with KP. They didn't like it being at Louisville. Now, the saving grace was he had the Kentucky shirt, the Kentucky chain, and to that you're feeling good.
Yeah.
And then the picture today where Bam's back in Lexington and said, nah, I'm just trolling Louisville.
I'm back home.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, in the end on all of this, I believe last night into this morning, Louisville had won this little round.
They had, yes, yes, you're right.
But I believe now today, combined with, and I can't get it out of my head, the Amani Bates stuff, I believe they have now lost.
They've taken
I believe they have now lost today.
Yes.
And no one's real happy about any of it. What I do know, the two things that I said at the very top. Number one, what did Calipari think? Okay.
Right.
And number two, fans are, and this is where I would disagree with Perrin, fans are going to care about this.
Yes,
okay?
Whether they should
Even
or
though
shouldn't.
I don't care about it,
right,
and Perrin doesn't care about it, fans are going to care about this.
Right.
that Kenny Payne has okayed former Kentucky basketball players wearing UK gear and working out in their facility. And that is a fundamental change.
It's a big no-no.
And I don't believe it does anything for Kenny Payne. If it did, this class would be different. That is my belief. Okay?
Yeah.
I think Kenny will recruit well in the future, but it will have literally 0% if guys come back during the summer and work out.
Yeah.
It will be what does he do with high school kids and transfers now? What does he do if Amani Bates would have committed? What does he do with them? What does he do with Brandon Huntley Hadfield? What does he do with L. Ellis? I would say transfers, but there's, you know, grad guys, but
right.
there's not too many. KP missed this offseason. It is what it is.
Which is what it is. And it's surprising. I mean, even me who, you know, everyone knows what I think about Louisville. Like, I expected Kenny Payne to go in and battle John Calipari right off the bat. Not only Cal, other big-time programs, and get some guys and make Louisville basketball into a respectable team that people thought, you know what, they're not going to win the ACC, but they might be third, they might be fourth, they might be fifth, something around those lines. But right now, with the roster constructed as it is, you cannot say that. And Kenny Payne, to an extent, has failed in the offseason. I mean, you've got a nice piece with Brandon Huntley Hadfield, even though I think it's a needed piece,
but
it's a nice piece.
You don't go in feeling like you have any expectations this season.
Where you could go in excited, like, hey, he's added some players that can rev me up. They can get me going. They can set my expectations high, and we're going to have fun this season. He didn't do any of that. There's none of that to be excited about right now, and it is shocking in a way.
What do you guys want to do with this? 437-9680, it's a UPS jobs text line. Pat Forty going to join us here in about 15 minutes. We've had some good fun today.
Yeah, what a fun show.
Travis Branham of 24/7 has a piece up there, obviously, concerning Imani Bates and his decision. And he says the following. I'm reading just a piece of this on 247sports.com. Bates heading to Louisville was all but a done deal, but as time went on without an announcement and as conversations progressed, things began to gradually shift. Sources have indicated that Louisville gradually cooled off of the recruitment and eventually backed away altogether.
Oh, wow.
He says, I also retroacted my Louisville crystal ball, if you're keeping score at home. Had Louisville not cooled off, all intel indicates that Bates would have been a Cardinal. How do I want to say this? Because this is very much an unknown.
Yeah.
Every time a kid doesn't commit, we're going to do this thing where Kenny Payne didn't want him. I mean, that's what I've got. This entire this actually frustrates me.
That's very
bit.
Kentucky of them.
Because yes, thank you, Jack. Because I don't believe it. It may be true with Bates. I'll give you. Listen, I said when this broke, I said days ago when it started to trend that he wasn't going to be at Louisville. I said that I don't view Imani Bates as a Kenny Payne thing, because no one wants Imani Bates. I mean, no one wants him.
No,
he ended up at Eastern Michigan.
It's obvious now.
In a day and age where, I mean, you'll take a chance, okay? Anyone will take a chance on talent. Nobody took a chance on Imani Bates for whatever reason. But this is like now the fourth guy in this offseason that every single time a kid doesn't commit to Louisville, I got to get the same people lining up to tell me that, well, Kenny Payne didn't want
They him. Backed off.
Kenny Payne backed off. And
they
again,
cooled.
With Imani Bates, I believe it. But not everybody. Imani Bates, very well, or Kenny Payne, you could have lost out on Isaiah Mosley because everyone thought you were going to get Imani Bates.
Right. Or on Tyree
What
Hunter.
Happened is, if that's the case, Imani Bates played you. Imani Bates played. Imani Bates people played the game like they played the game in Memphis, and they failed yet again.
Yeah.
And Memphis's basketball team suffered last year because when you're in the 8-9 game, that's great. You won. Now go play Gonzaga.
Yeah.
And they played good for 36 minutes, and they lost. That's great. You played good for 37 minutes, and you lost the game. You play a 2-seed there.
They were
or
a top 10 seed, team that ended
or
up
a 4-seed.
Being an 8 or 9 seed.
Maybe win that game.
Yeah.
But what I don't need, and it's becoming a trend, is we got to be better here. And Ethan Moore is dealing with this. And it's just like, this doesn't bother me because I grew up out of this like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's okay to say, what about this roster? It's okay to have questions and be a fan. I hate even saying that because that's like Ramsey stuff. Okay? Like, I don't right. care about that kind of thing. Yeah. That's like that regime, okay?
That we sports, thought we got
sports
rid of.
Talk radio.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to do that. I don't care. Like, you can say whatever the hell you want about your team and be any kind of a fan. I literally do not care. But I don't need, like, what you're doing is you're cheapening your analysis. When I hear every time that Louisville doesn't get somebody, that Kenny Payne didn't want him, okay, you got to switch it up. It can't be Jack a two seam fastball every time.
Every single time
you got to throw me a slider. You got to throw me a slurve. You got to throw me a curve. You got to throw me something else.
Yeah, a little knuckleball like Tim Wakefield.
Again, with Imani Bates, I can get with it. It makes sense. It is logical. I get it. But not every one of these players. Both things can be true. You can love the future and Kenny Payne coming back, and you can say that the Imani Bates thing was whatever, and you missed out on other guys, and you may have missed out on Mosley because of Imani Bates.
Right.
And now you got to sit in it to where you're going into a season to where you know at two positions you're not going to be anywhere close to the average in the ACC. You know it.
Yeah.
You know it. So that would be my only thing today is I don't need to keep hearing about Louisville cooled off.
Right.
It sounds like Kentucky.
It does. It sounds like my BBN
brethren.
It sounds a lot
like Kentucky.
Yeah.
And by the way, shame on you.
What did I do?
Well, I mean, Jack, what are we going to do with Strebel?
What?
You stand up to Roush or not?
I mean, what am I to stand up to?
Could Kentucky get one more FCS player this offseason?
I know it's been embarrassing. I've not cheered it on.
He's a dynamic FCS runner, Jack.
Sounds like Blankenbaker last
year. He's dynamic. He's dynamic.
It's like we don't know if he's dynamic at the FCS level.
He's a four-star from Tennessee. Yeah, who didn't play.
Who didn't play and had like two carries for 3 yards or whatever it was. No, I'm not buying into that with Kentucky football because I crushed Louisville football for it. I'm not going to sit here and cheer on when we get FCS guys. But again, it's like when you get Antonio Reese. I can't believe it until I see it actually happen. And I crushed Scott Satterfield for it last year. I'm not going to cheer Stoops on for it this year. There's obviously something different with Kentucky football recruiting. There's obviously something different with it. It's not working like it has been. Hell, we were getting Will Levis. We were getting, Dare Rosenthal, Jaquez Jones. We were getting guys that mattered. They were SEC starters right from the jump. And right now we're getting FCS guys. So don't sit here and tell me that they're great and that it's the same this year as it was last year, because it isn't the same.
Let me go back quickly to Imani Bates. We can keep making fun of Kentucky football, whatever they're
Kentucky
doing.
Kentucky football's NIL, Mitch Barnhart torpedo.
I guess here's the thing. For me to buy into that Louisville's cooling / passing on all these guys, A, I'd love to hear from Kenny Payne.
Well, good
and
luck.
B, I'd love to, well, I guess, and this just ties into it, I sure would love to know then what about all of these guys has caused you to cool.
Now, what is it?
I'd love to know that. No, I would love to know that.
Yeah.
What has happened this offseason that nobody has fit the mold?
None of them.
Because
of them
that's
fit.
What I've been told.
Yeah.
And, yes, Kentucky's, I mean, you got to do something with Roush.
Roush is a big boy. He can do whatever he wants with himself. I'm not going to battle him.
You're the only one that can.
No.
You're the only
if
one.
If he wants to do that, he can
Strebel,
do that.
You're the only one.
I'm going to say it's not good.
Do it.
No, he can do whatever he wants to
need,
do.
I don't need the two little eyes when you get a player who's got zero stats.
That's on him.
That has no position.
That's got nothing to do with me.
I know it is, but you got to battle.
I'm not battling. I'm sitting here battling right now. I'm not excited about these guys.
We've had Louisville. Like Mitch, okay?
Yes.
We told Mitch, listen, you got to get to State of Louisville or Ethan Moore, and you got to stop him.
Right.
That's what I'm doing with you. You've got to have a talk with Roush.
Okay.
He's got to stop.
He's not going to stop.
He can't do the. He can't feed me FCS.
He's,
but
he's
bad
going
for
to.
Your fan base.
It doesn't matter.
It's bad for your fan base.
There's a lot bad for my fan base. I'm one man. I'm not an army.
It's got to start with you.
I can do my part.
No, but you got to take one man out.
You're a one man army.
And you got to take. You got to take
him
out.
You think I'm going to stop him?
I think you have a chance to sink part of his battleship.
That's what I'm doing right now.
You got a you got radio. You got a Sea of Blue.
I'm doing it right
You're
now.
You're on podcasts all over the country.
No, I'm not. I haven't been on a podcast in a long time.
You're at the baseball game.
What's a baseball game?
You almost died at the Center. You know that.
Well,
I am more and more convinced that you nearly fell over the embankment at the Center.
Yeah.
The more when I saw what was Braxton's mom's face, Bethany,
Brandy.
Yeah. It was something like that.
Yeah.
Brandy.
Yes.
I the look in her eye.
There was a little fear in her eye.
I saw the moment where she had to tell men.
Yeah.
In the suite.
Help him.
Yeah.
Get him to stop.
That James is an issue.
Sit him down.
That he's an issue.
Yes.
Yeah. I saw that.
That's exactly
and
what
that
happened.
And that hurt me.
Yeah, well, you know, you have a few. Yeah. When the free beer's flowing, Andy, you got to take advantage of it.
You don't have to tell me.
You know.
You don't have to tell me.
You got ice cold Bud Lights just sitting staring you in the puss. You got to go
You got to do something.
And 3 and 10.
Texas says, Rig did have the summer of car leak. Yeah, it was a great summer.
It was a great summer. And I ended up being semi-wrong. He was a much better player than I anticipated, but you still didn't make the tournament with him. So there you go.
Texas says Amani Bates is the only one I think KP backed off of. The rest of them hurt as a Louisville fan, to which I would say, yes, I agree with you. But your narrative makers would disagree with you.
Yeah.
But yes, Texter, I would agree with you. I mean, it's okay to say Kenny Payne, he missed out.
Like, he missed out on
like,
guys.
That's fine. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, you miss out. He's going to miss out on guys.
Yeah.
The best thing is, yeah, I mean, thank God he didn't miss out on T.J. Wagner. I mean, thank God he brought Milt in. He got the job at the right time, and you're able to get him.
We'll see.
Texas says Louisville football just had a decommitment.
Did they? Who decommitted?
I don't know.
If it's not Pierce Clarkson, I don't
Jeremiah,
care.
Jeremiah.
Okay.
I think so.
I wonder what position he was.
A little? Is it Jeremiah Little?
Jack, you know?
Jack doesn't know. You think he knows?
I don't know. He's the one breaking news to us. He's sending us tweets and articles and all kinds of stuff.
I've had a good day on that.
You have had a good day. That's why I went to Jack. He's like the man, the newsman today. He's been feeding us news clips.
I'm looking through Twitter now.
I have been forwarded an Ethan Moore post from Cardinal Authority.
Oh, wow!
Which, by the way, he's still on vacation, but he's going to call in for part of LSU.
He's going to have to.
He's got to call in.
He's got to call in.
So I might be hopping on with Taylor Lynch for a while, so that'd be fun.
Okay.
Like, push back that reservation a little bit longer.
Yeah.
That dinner reservation.
I need 30 minutes.
I got 30 minutes.
6:05 to 6:25.
Take
20
the kids,
minutes.
Go do some seashell collecting or something.
A little seashell.
Yeah, or look at some hermit crabs. I got to do things. Take them to Souvenir City.
Here it is. The UK bleep should never be allowed to be worn in a campus facility.
Ooh, I got cold chills.
I don't mind UK guys coming to town to hoop, but that should never happen. After hearing KP say he wants to beat UK by half a point at the season ticket holder Q&A, it's not surprising.
He said that? Why? He said he only wants to beat him by half a point? I didn't know that. That's new information. Man, can he pay like UK as much as he likes U of L? He does. He's got a soft spot in his heart for Cal and Kentucky. What do you think about that, Tox? he's a little soft on Cal, isn't he?
I mean, Cal put him on.
He did. Look,
I don't blame him.
I'm not saying he's wrong, and I enjoyed Kenny Payne while he was there. But don't, as a Louisville fan, you want your head coach to say, "I want to beat UK by 50. I want to beat them by 30, not half a point."
I can't stop him.
I'm telling you, man, this is great. I mean,
That's perfect. Let's end the segment right there.
Yes.
I think that veto is perfect, Jack.
Yes.
Pat Forty joins us next.
GE Plymouth Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for the take with Andy Sweeney.
All right. Can you do the Andy look ahead?
Yeah, all right. And by the way, I just started standing up.
And James Strebel.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday edition of The Take. We got James Strebel. His wife is hiding a pickle. We'll find out where. Pat 40 in the 4 o'clock hour. We got Sam Vecenie in the 5 o'clock hour. It's a loaded episode of The Take. Plus, what is Crean doing with IU? We're going to find out. He's going to eat a whole pizza. Two whole pizzas, maybe. Yeah, it's a Wednesday edition of The Take.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Big thank you to Kentucky Fish and Wildlife having us out today, and also to Academy Sports and Outdoors as well. Reminder, it is gear up and get out as we move into July, and the entire month of July, all Kentucky Academy locations, you purchase more than $100, you get $20 off. Come get all your fishing and boating guides and come hang out with us. Diener and Blank will be here tomorrow.
Yes, as you're telling me off air.
Well, I'm interested in, what was the gentleman's name? Was it Officer Abrams, I believe?
Yeah, Officer Abrams, yes.
I mean, there's going to be a real man of the law, and then there's going to be the sheriff's going to be out here.
It's going to be a little law and order showdown.
It's going to be fun.
Absolutely.
It really is. So it's been a fun show today. The back and forth with the T-shirt and Bam Adebayo, we've talked about that. Imani Bates going to Eastern Michigan. Some Kenny Payne conversation as well. So it's been busy, busy, busy. Let's not take too much of its time. Pat 40 with us from Sports Illustrated at By Pat 40. If you want to follow him, had a piece up, what was it, last night or this morning on just a landscape of college football, which is unbelievable, that I want to dive into him with. Pat, good afternoon, sir. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing well, Andy. How about yourself?
Oh, we're doing fantastic. You know, I mean, we think we're in the desert of sports talk radio here in the summer. Not so fast, my friend. Imani Bates' decision, Eastern Michigan being the school, Bam working out with Donovan Mitchell and Kenny Payne. There's always something to talk about, and today we've had quite the show.
Yeah, God bless it. You know what? You love days like this where you may come in with something planned and then three other things take that place.
Yeah, I mean, today at some point I was going to have to do a segment on DJ Wagner's high school being looked at. Someone might be in trouble there. I mean, what a terrible story, you know. I was going to have to go to Matt Miller's mock draft, you know, at some point today. So Pat with us here on ESPN 680. Imani Bates ends up at Eastern Michigan. I'm sure you have analysis and perhaps some sarcasm to go along with that, as that is it's a funny destination. And then, of course, we can get into the Louisville stuff. What did you make of it?
I mean, like, if you had asked me a year ago, I would say that would be the craziest thing I'd ever heard of. If you asked me last week or the week before, I'd say, oh, yeah, that's where he's going to go. That just seemed to be where things were lining up. I think there were a lot of big-time programs that backed away from him. First of all, after the season he had, but secondly, I don't think they felt like they were too impressed with how he'd handled the offseason since leaving Memphis either. And so, you know, I think that his star has fallen drastically. Hopefully for his sake, you know, he can recoup and have the kind of career that people thought he was going to have. But right now, I don't think anybody other than certainly Eastern Michigan, and they should be excited, but I don't think anybody else would be all that excited to have Imani Bates on their roster right now.
I know you're traveling. Do you happen to know who the coach is at Eastern Michigan?
Stan Heath, right?
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Little Stan Heath, who beat Kyle Couric and Rick Pitino. Was it a game in the 50s, I believe, before U of L made that run to the Final Four in 2012? Yep. A sad, sad senior night basketball game. Pitino was not happy after that game. He was unhappy. He was an unhappy man.
Find me the loss after which he was happy.
Fair enough. No, you're right. Fair enough. Here's what I said. For Imani Bates to end up at Eastern Michigan, Pat, I mean, in a day and age where, I mean, come on, to not find a spot better than that, I mean, to me, it's not easy to connect the dots that it must have been really bad behind the scenes dealing with him or whoever was in charge of all of his recruitment and everything else. I mean, is there any other way to take that?
No. No, there's not, as far as I can tell. I mean, look, this was a guy who went to Memphis. Memphis was awful. He left or stopped playing at Memphis. Memphis got better, significantly better. And if he all of a sudden comes out on the market, and if he were as good as people were saying he was, and there was no problems and no drama and no anything else, then it's going to be Duke and Kentucky and North Carolina,
Kansas.
And Michigan, Michigan State, Kansas, absolutely all going after him. And they sure didn't end up that way. And I can't say for sure because I haven't been over there to Floyd Street, but I think you could walk into the practice facility at Louisville and you wouldn't find any coaches that are brokenhearted that Imani Bates is going to Eastern Michigan. That's for sure.
Well, I was going to say this, Pat. Can you build culture and have Imani Bates on your team at the same time? That was going to be one of our conversations today before it broke at, 3:45 or whatever, that he was going to Eastern Michigan. Because I was more on the train of, yeah, get Bates in here. KP can figure it out. It gives you somebody. And if it doesn't work out, you weren't a good team. Maybe the IARP makes a decision as well here in the next few weeks. And then I found myself when it didn't happen, not making it a Kenny Payne thing, but more being surprised how inept all of this has been handled from the very beginning. But I mean, you can't build a new culture with Imani Bates. That is one way that I'll back Kenny Payne.
Yeah, no, I think that's a pretty good point. I really do that. If you are, I think most people thought that Louisville's team last year didn't play very well together, didn't share the ball very well, didn't seem to enjoy each other that much, and you're going to bring in somebody who was apparently a chemistry issue at Memphis, and you're just compounding problems there. So if you want a fresh start, you get guys that would live up to the ancient Rick Pitino dictum, the PhD, poor, hungry, and driven. And I'm not sure anybody's putting Imani Bates in that category at this point.
Oh, that's a good one. My favorite was, and you guys may need to help me, a boy, a ball, and a dream. I think that was one of my favorite Pitinos. Yeah, I thought you were also going to give a one-day contract to us. That Imani Bates had to be on a one-day contract. When you say the Rick Pitino-ism, I thought, oh, boy, this could go a number of places here. In the end, though, I mean, unless something changes here, and it could, I'm going to be clear, it could. I mean, underwhelming, I don't know. There's lots of different ways to go. But Louisville, there's a chance they go into the season at guard and at wing very much having guys that probably are not ACC-level players. How do we look at this first offseason then from Kenny Payne? We know what he took over. He got guys to stay. Brandon Huntley Hatfield, I think, is going to be a fine piece. But how would we start to analyze what happened and what did not happen for Kenny Payne and company?
Well, I mean, I don't know for sure who all they may have whiffed on, but I would call it a toss-out and an understandable toss-out because this is the year when Louisville's going to find out their NCAA fate. And until you know that, I've got to think it's tough to sell and say 2022, 2023, yeah, we're going to be in the NCAA tournament. Whoa, 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 whoa. You have no idea. You have no idea what's facing you coming out of the hearing and where things are going to go. So I think this would be an extremely hard year to bring people in because they just don't know whether you're going to be able to play in the postseason. So I don't look at this and say, oh, they failed or anything like that. Next year's recruiting class is really important. What they do in the transfer portal. But this one, whatever, okay. It's underwhelming is fine, but underwhelming is also understandable to me.
Pat Forty with us from Sports Illustrated. To me, here's what it does. Obviously giving Kenny Payne the benefit of the doubt, not writing, that this is how it's going to be the entire tenure, right? Not overreacting. Also, giving that a number of guys, they went after a number of guys, there's no doubt about it, and they haven't added anybody. It does change the expectations to me greatly for this season. And what it does is, the guys that are running out of eligibility or the guys that maybe, like Jalen Withers thinking, how long are you actually going to be in college? And there's an expectation that those guys get better. To me, Pat, it's a clear break that this season is this season, right? And you still want to win. It's important, okay? But next year, DJ Wagner coming in and really kind of, I don't want to say starting over, but maybe they're past the NCAA, IARP stuff. You bring in DJ Wagner and you get that class going, that there is a clear break on year one was this, okay, in year two is going to be something different. This isn't a, and I think Louisville fans thought this was going to be the case. I think they thought that he was going to fill his roster and pull a John Calipari and go from a bad team at Kentucky to a team that was close to the Final Four in the Elite Eight. I think some Louisville fans, I think a lot of Louisville fans thought that that would be something that would be possible. And I think now we see year number one is going to be year number one, and year number two is going to begin the, okay, what can Kenny Payne do here at U of L? That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, if they thought that he was going to pull a John Calipari, I question their sanity or their intelligence. Yeah. I mean, I never thought that would be the case. The program's in worse shape than Kentucky was, and
sure it is.
You have the mushroom cloud of potential sanctions. That's the key piece right there, that you just can't answer those questions, and Kentucky didn't have that. So I don't look at it, and I had low expectations for what Louisville was going to be this next year in basketball to begin with, and I'd say they remain low.
Pat Forty with us here on ESPN 680 105.7. What, if anything, should or could I ask you, it's been 2 weeks now or so, Louisville's meeting with the IARP. I mean, tight-lipped. I mean, is there anything coming from it? I mean, there's just been nothing. We haven't even talked about it. Pat, to be quite honest.
Yeah, well, they have been extremely tight-lipped about it. Very, you know. And, I mean, that's the way usually most people come out of those things. I think it's proven to be a bad idea when somebody is weighing your fate and you've been either asked to sign non-disclosures or strongly encouraged to not disclose things. If you come out and say, oh, well, this and this happened and we feel great, we're going to be fine. That would be not recommended, I think. So I think that, yeah, they're sitting very quiet right now. I don't really have any idea what happened. I would love to have some info on the dynamics of, you know, theoretically having Patino and Patino's lawyer in there with the school and all of that being, mulled back over and recriminated, but I really don't know. I don't know how it went. And with the IRP, the one case they've gotten around to deciding, they took so damn long to rule on, which was NC State.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how long it's going to take. You know, if it's going to be...
Well, October, right? It's going to be October.
November,
it's going to be before the season. It'll be right before the season like they did Oklahoma State, right? Don't you think that'll be the case? Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah, if I had to guess, that would be it. But again, that's not an educated guess at all. Your reaction, Pat Forty with us, your reaction, the ACC changing up their scheduling. Around here, I think ACC fans and Louisville fans like it. I mean, there are some things you could gripe about, but change is not always bad. And the ACC, you know, it's not like they're just rich with all these great college football traditions. There's a couple good games. There's no doubt about it. But what was your opinion on it?
Yeah, I thought that it was remarkably controversy-free. You know, I think the main complaint was like Miami not getting to play Virginia Tech. And if that's the most that people can muster up complaints about, okay, I think you did pretty well. As you said, it's just not that tricky because there's not that many, you know, like marquee rivalries that dictate everything else or anything like that. So they could kind of just do it as they wanted. And I think I like the fact that, you know, the Big East holdovers for the most part kind of are getting to play each other. I think Louisville got a good draw out of it. You got Miami, you got Virginia, and who's Louisville's third one?
Georgia Tech.
So, I mean, on paper, you should be as good as at least two of those three. And if Miami's got its act together, maybe not them, but they often don't have their act together. So, you know, I think it's a pretty good draw. And then they're going to rotate everything else around. I know this, at least Louisville doesn't have to lose to Clemson every year. So
0-7 0-7 Yeah. Yeah, you know,
advantage.
I guess the only things would be, you know, Wake Forest has been a nice little rivalry here. I know a lot of Louisville fans around here don't like Dave Clawson, and Louisville's had some pretty good moments against Florida State as well. I don't have the numbers with me. I did them yesterday. Oh, yeah, here we go. Miami, Georgia Tech, and Virginia. I think Louisville's 3-8 or 4-8 against those teams. So, you know, to me, Satterfield's got to prove he's going to start beating Virginia, right? I mean, on a more consistent basis. Do you think, like, they may change this up. When conferences do this, because I think more conferences will do this or look into doing this, that every 4 or 5 years maybe they change who your primary three teams are, or do you think you just let it ride until eventually we get tired of it? Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I would imagine the latter. I would think that you just let it ride and let it play out. I, you know, maybe some leagues where you had to make some tough decisions that were unpopular. You know, like in the SEC, if you were going to, like, split up, like LSU's not going to play Florida every year and Tennessee's not going to play Alabama or something, and you feel like you need to do something to mitigate that, then maybe you change things up. But in like in the ACC, again, I just think the games are somewhat interchangeable. You know, you may get some. I was thinking about this where it's like, oh, is it North Carolina? Like the Carolina schools, at least one or two of them only play other Carolina schools.
Right.
And that's going to, from a recruiting standpoint, that might be a little bit tough. It's like you want to be able to say, hey, yeah, we're coming to Atlanta to play Georgia Tech on the regular. We're going to Florida to play Florida State and Miami. We're going to recruit you from those areas, and mom and dad are going to get you to see you play every year. Then that's a, you know, if you're losing that and if you're in North Carolina, that could be kind of an issue. But otherwise, I just think from an ACC standpoint, it's just not that controversial.
Who do you think will be the next conference to change their scheduling around? Any idea? Any guess?
No, I mean, I think they're all getting there. I don't know when, you know, but I anticipate it happening for every single one of them. You know, the Big Ten, I think, has made some noises about it happening fairly soon. I'm trying to think.
That would be the one. That would be the one. The Big Ten's the one that to me needs to be next. I'm not going to wait on the SEC to figure out what they're going to do. To me, the Big Ten makes the most sense.
The SEC is in fact waiting on the Big Ten, I think. Well, they're waiting first of all to see what the Big Ten TV contract is, and then they'll say, okay, we're going to play 8 or 9 games, and probably go to 9 because they're going to say, if you're paying that much to the Big Ten, well, we just added a 9th game and we're bringing in Oklahoma and Texas. Pay us.
Well, Jack Grossman back at the office. If the Big Ten goes to 9 games, that'll be great for Indiana. Everyone will want Indiana on the schedule. It'll be odd. We'll
There's
take Indiana.
Nothing I want more than for the Big Ten to ditch the divisions. Not that I think Indiana's ever going to make a college football playoff or anything, but just to not play those damn teams every single year. Please!
There it is, Pat. He's passionate. He's passionate. Last one. Is it pretentious? What's the word for Arch Manning to never have tweeted until he committed to Texas? I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
No, it's like, I think it's fabulous.
I think it's fabulous? Fantastic. I mean, that's how powerful he is. He had what do you have, 60,000 plus followers? All he had to have more than that. Follower. What do you make of him going to Texas?
Well, I will say one tweet, one sentence, one hashtag out. That's beautiful. That is strong.
Well, it's the opposite of what you see most of the time. Yeah.
Right. No kidding. I mean, it's huge for Texas. I think it's good for Arch to go his own way, you know, and not be either following footsteps of other family members or playing against the schools of other family members. I mean, maybe by the time he's a junior and Texas is theoretically in the SEC, they're playing against him, but you at least get a couple years of, you know, establishing yourself at your own school with none of the kind of overarching aura of the name. I give the aura is there, but not the baggage of you didn't go to Mississippi, you didn't go to Tennessee, you didn't go to LSU, blah 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 blah. You know, you just don't have to worry about that. So I think it's good, and I mean it's huge for Steve Sarkisian. You go beat as in the final analysis the two best recruiters in the country right now, Kirby Smart and Nick Saban, and get a potentially generational quarterback. Then you know that's the most important thing he could do in terms of rebuilding Texas.
Well, Pat, we appreciate the time. Safe travels. We'll talk with you down the road, and we'll keep checking in there at SI.com. Appreciate it, Pat. Take care.
All right. Thanks, Andy. See ya.
All right. There we go. Pat Forty with us here on this Wednesday. You feeling good about that?
Yeah, good stuff there from
you feeling good about
Pat
that?
Forty. Yes, absolutely. He had some, you know, opposite takes from us, but, you know, that's what happened.
Well, he had lower expectations for Louisville basketball than me.
Yeah,
well,
yes.
And then you, I think.
And, well, no, I thought they would be – I thought Kenny Payne would get them to the tournament year one.
Well, there's
I did.
There's reality and then there's us.
Yeah.
And that's a proverbial us.
Yes, absolutely, yes. We need to lock around it.
By the way, Locke did clap back because I sent a DM to him.
Oh, yeah, he did on that.
Jack, you'll love this. Here's why I sent a DM to him. There's these pictures going around of all these coaches in Orlando.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's one where Kenny Payne's got his head down, and he's, like, rubbing his head, and it looks like he got bad news. And, of course, you know, that could be funny.
That could be the case.
But, of course, he cooled off on Amadi Bates.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter.
They didn't want him. They didn't want him.
But, you know, you got Bruiser Flint in there, a little Danny Manning.
Danny Manning looking for Amadi Bates.
A little Rick Barnes. I forgot what I was even going to tell you guys. A little Rick
Tony
Barnes.
Bennett.
Tony Bennett's there, Jack. He's got his mask on. I sent that to Locke. What do you think of this, big boy? What do you think of that? By the way, I found out he's only gone 1 week.
So what's he been doing?
He's been back since Monday. No, he hasn't.
We haven't seen him.
Haven't.
Was he on a different time now?
I thought Locke was leaving Spectrum.
I did too, because every time we go in, we see this young lady that I don't know who she is. But it's not Locke. It's not Locke.
I thought we were hiring him back for 93.9 for the launch.
Yeah, Louisville Locke Radio. I mean, that would have been perfect.
We should have played that joke on people.
Oh, he's coming back.
He's coming back.
The boys are back in town. Remember that?
Jack, did I tell you? I think I told Streeble this. We're not going to do this, but it would be an inside joke for the show.
Yeah.
You know, Friday will be a big day when we...
Yeah,
when
the big launch.
Yeah, it will be the very beginning, and the first Cardinal Insider will be at 5:30 over 93.9.
Jody Demling will be ready
to go. Yeah, he will. He'll be, and he's going to have every coach on. We'll see if he has KP. He's going to have...
Most coaches.
Yes. I don't know exactly who. We'll be promoting that.
Yeah.
But I thought... And they would never do this because they won't play along either.
Right.
How many Kentucky guests could we get in one show?
It would have been so funny. It would have been
But
amazing.
Do it and not say anything about it.
Right.
Just be like, be confused if people are like, why are they going to John Clay at 3:10?
Yeah.
Why are they going to
Kyle Tucker?
Ben Gabriel Roberts. At 3:20?
Buzz Baker?
Yeah, why are they going to Buzz Baker at 3:45? A little Jack Pilgrim in the 4 o'clock hour.
It would have been great.
It would have been just funny.
It would have been really funny.
But what are we going to ask him? Maybe about an FCS running back? I don't know.
Yeah.
Or a guy that's got no stats in Tennessee?
Yeah.
He's a 4-star Sweeney. He's a 4-star Sweeney. That's all I heard. He's a
4-star. He's a 4-star.
He's a former 4-star.
I have no stats. Amadi Bates was a 5-star. Amadi Bates was the number one recruit in the country.
Let me ask you this. Can Jonathan Givony work his magic on Amadi Bates?
The price is right.
That he worked on Shaden Sharp?
What's the percentage, Andy? What's he getting?
Well, it's probably more for Amadi Bates than it was Shaden Sharp.
Yes, absolutely.
Jack, we have a couple minutes here. Sound-wise, what do we have, big guy? Anything good?
We got some blank stuff. We got some Maven and Rummage and a couple Dieners as well.
It's gonna be,
you know what? I would hear from the morning.
Much better than it would have been earlier in the show. Now, here in this.
Yeah.
Now,
there's also a Louis and an Avery. Did Avery pull a me?
She pulled a Jack?
She didn't know someone.
Baseball stats?
No, she didn't know who someone was that she should have, and she compared him tragically to someone else.
Oh.
Well, let's hear that then.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, so basically, he just keeps on scoring. And then...
Probably should preface this. They're talking about Reggie Miller and the New York Knicks.
She didn't know who Reggie...
No, it's not Reggie Miller that she didn't know who was.
Nope, but she didn't know who Reggie Miller was.
Right, but that's not what this clip is about. Yes, but so they're talking about Reggie Miller against the New York Knicks.
Okay, so basically, he just keeps on scoring. And then he looks over to this guy, and he just does, like, the choking.
Yeah, buddy.
Like, I'm going to choke you.
Oh, it's all-timer stuff,
and
man.
And it's like, in my mind, I'm asking, how is that, like, not a foul or like a penalty or anything.
Oh, Avery, did you say he looked over at this guy? Do you know who this guy is?
Well, it doesn't look like Spike Lee, but it's... Oh, wait, no. I'm thinking of Stan Lee.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, let's get out of here. A reminder that this show
not a read.
Is brought to you by Stockton
not
Mortgage.
A read, Issel.
Life can come at you fast.
He bailed her out.
She got Stan Lee and Spike Lee confused.
Yes, Stan Lee, the creator
that's unfortunate.
Of Marvel characters and has passed. Spike Lee, director of movies such as Do the Right Thing.
That's it. Yeah. We don't need we don't need you to break this down. Why do you give me bona fides of Stan Lee and Spike Lee?
Yeah.
Can I have the blank Montrezl Harrell clip, Jack? Oh, boy, it's a haymaker.
Okay.
You saw what happened when Montrezl Harrell went anywhere near Lexington?
No, okay, stop.
You know,
I don't think about Donovan Mitchell having 3 pounds of pot or whatever it was.
I mean, do we know if it wasn't planted?
Oh, Blanket Baker, stop it. Stop it. We planted anything in Trez's car, man. I know you're a conspiracy theorist when it comes to the rivalry, but no, stop that. Do we know if it's planted? Okay, Sheriff. Talk to Officer, what's his name?
Abrams.
Tomorrow about the legality and planting stuff in people's vehicles. Blanket Baker...
You should have asked him that. All right, so, I mean, you have the Operation Dry Water, Officer Abrams. What about Montrezl Harrell? Do you have any idea if
was
the marijuana was planted
by
in his car, his Honda Pilot, or not?
I want to know. I'm anywhere near there. See what happens when you get near Lexington, Louisville Cardinals.
Louisville Cardinals.
I want to know. I'm anywhere near there.
He vetoed. He vetoed.
I want to know. I'm anywhere near there.
Jack, what was the sound we wanted you to cut yesterday? Do you remember what it was? I'm looking at it. I just can't remember.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Well, we need to go back because it was a good one.
Yeah.
I just think of it while I'm looking at my sound sheet.
Oh, it was Drew. You're talking about Whitey Ford.
Oh, yes. It was Whitey. Yes, I have it. I have it. I have it marked. I'll make sure it gets cut. Yes. All right.
Give me blank on Clemson. He can't stop.
He's still doing
it. He can't stop, man.
It's not my fault.
Oh, no, not too many bingo cards.
Clemson football players take the opportunity in a football game to probe the intestines of their opponents.
Blanket's over. I mean, you're not beating Clemson. You're not going to play them next year, but this year when you play them, you're going to be an 0-8. And they don't care about what you think about probing.
Can we get Diener on his relationship with Patino? Is that what it
Whoa.
Is? I have no idea. That's what this says on my sound sheet. Go ahead, Jack.
We've had a lot of incestuous relationships here with Patino.
I don't think... Oh, the morning show was on it today.
There could be a lot of things.
Wow.
There could be a lot of things.
Whoa.
Oh, goodness. Well, let's get out of here.
Okay.
Jack's got to leave so he can go be on LSL.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's
he's
on 93.9. Bonus hour coming up next. Everyone have a good night. Back at it tomorrow, live from Holiday World.